Renee.
Hey, Andrew, and hello, Ingas Nation. You are listening to episode 13 of the CrossFit Ingas podcast.
Today we are finalizing the nutrition challenge.
Yep, big announcement.
So I think first, before we get into all the winners and stuff, I wanted to just say a thank you to all the people who put a lot of time into this. Mm-hmm. So like all the coaches, all the team leaders, so yourself, Kate, and Dave. And in particular, Kate, she mm-hmm. put a ton of work into this challenge.
Yeah.
It's been the best one that I think that we've run so far.
Yeah.
And a big part of that was because of all the work that she put in. Like all the emails that we sent out to the team, she wrote those all.
Mm-hmm.
So big, big thank you to Kate for putting in all that work.
Thanks, Kate.
And plus it's our anniversary today.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
6 years. 6 years.
6 years going strong.
Yep. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Kate.
Yes. All right.
So the first thing we were going to do was list everyone who had a score of 80 or above.
Right.
Who got the t-shirt.
Things were a little different this time around. So you guys got a free t-shirt. So make sure, if you haven't claimed this yet, that you see one of the coaches, and we'll get you that. So 80 or more, we have Mary Moriarty, which... speedy recovery to her because she had surgery.
Yep.
Josh Landry, Ivy Mello, Adam Houston, Dan
Pabone.
Pabone. And I apologize if I butcher your last name. Corey Petrella, Joe Beam, Kyle
LaPriori.
LaPriori. Sorry, Kyle.
I think that's right. I don't know.
Okay. Just saw you a few hours ago. Mary Leon, Sushmi Koda, Katie Williams, Will Nielsen, Chris Alpi, Greg Butterworth, Jeff McCormick, Scott Post, Ali Taki, Sarah Miner, Ron Bishop, Mike Depot, Felicia Pera, Adrian Romano, Ed McClinsey. Rose Heights, Jeremy Chapman, Ashley McCormick, Lauren Fippinger, Jamie Lika, and Ed Duffy.
It's pretty substantial list.
That's
there.
A big list. Good yeah. job, guys.
I think one of the big things that we improved this year was there was a lot less attrition. So people really stuck through it.
Yeah, for sure.
Throughout. So that was really nice to
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Do you want to give a little shout out to Ashley and Jeff? They left today. This was their last day, so they were able to get their shirts and they're moving to Guam.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
We'll miss you guys.
Yeah. All right. So.
We also had the teams. So yes. We added up the totals for the teams. There was four different teams. So one was led by Dave, one by myself, one by Kate, and one by you.
Mm-hmm.
So the team totals, this was very close. Very, very close. So team Dave was in fourth place with 974 points.
Go Dave, Team Dave.
My team Perp, was in third place with 998 points.
Uh-huh.
Team Kate had 1,009 points. And then Team Renee took this top spot with 1,046 points.
Nice job. Our unofficial name was Team Beast Mode, then Feast Mode. So go team.
Now there wasn't any official prizes for the teams, but right. It was I think everyone enjoyed having that like little sort of team
yeah,
competition
for sure.
aspect.
I know for us it was really helpful. We like set up a Facebook group where we could communicate to each other when somebody was struggling. They posted something and they had the support of the whole team, so that was really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I will say that, so I had John M. on my team,
yep.
who had to travel basically for the entire month of June, and he stuck with the challenge while he was away.
He did.
Because he posted his meal prep pictures and all yeah. that, but he didn't get his points, you know, recorded because he was away the whole month. So
he could have emailed you.
I know. I should have gotten them from him because I think if we had had his points, that result might have been a little bit different.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. So. Well, till next time. And great job, John. Way to stick with it, especially traveling like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, we have some honorable mentions before we do get to those top spots.
Yep.
So
honorable mentions. These aren't in really any particular order. We just wanted to go through and highlight some of the people that had really spectacular results.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. We've got Ivy Mello lost about 5 pounds and almost 2% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Joe B lost almost 12 pounds, which is great. Katie Williams lost 8.5 pounds and about 2.5% body fat, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Greg, her boyfriend, lost about 5.5 pounds.
Good for him.
Scott Post, who is on vacation right now, mm-hmm. he lost about 12.5 pounds.
Woo!
And I want to give a little more shout out to him. So I've been working with him for the past month and a half or so.
Yeah.
And he's down like 25 pounds.
That's awesome.
So he's been really, really crushing it. And you can tell, like, he looks like a different person.
For sure. Yeah. And he's in here crushing it every day.
He's
so
super consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ali Taki lost almost 10 pounds and 2.5% body fat. And that number, the 2.5%, was from the midpoint. So she had the in-body done at the midpoint and then at the end. And it was 2.5%.
Wow,
so
that's crazy.
Huge difference for her. Let's see what else. Sarah Miner lost almost 9 pounds.
Wow.
Ron Bishop lost 5 pounds and 3.5% body fat. Felicia lost almost 8 pounds and just over 4% body fat. And what else? Rose lost almost 8 pounds and 5% body fat. Jeremy Chapman lost about 4 pounds and 2% body fat. And then Ashley McCormick, we didn't have her her weight numbers,
mm-hmm.
but she had 98 points, which was the fourth highest.
That's awesome.
So, really cool.
Nice job, everybody.
Yeah.
So shall we get down to it?
Yep. So we'll do the runners up first.
Yep.
And then the overall winners.
Yes.
All right. So I'll do the
guys
runner up.
All right.
So second place for the guys mm-hmm. went to Ed McLincy.
Go Ed.
He had 96 total points out of a possible 100, lost over 13 pounds and 5% body fat.
That's awesome.
Just spectacular results.
Go Ed. And so for the ladies, our runner up was Lauren Fippinger, who had a total of 99 points out of 100. She lost 9 pounds, 9.5 pounds, and 2% body fat.
Nice job, Lauren.
Awesome job, yeah.
All right.
Drum roll.
The last two. I think by process of elimination, you might be able to figure this out. So for the guys, the overall winner at the end of the 26 days was Ed Mother Effin Duffy. 100 points, perfect score on his points. He lost 18 pounds and 5% body fat.
Amazing.
Which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, nice job, Ed.
And even just the course of the 26 days, like, he looked totally different.
Yeah, no, totally.
So he was very strict with it. I know his wife also participated at home, and I think she lost a bunch of weight as well. So I think having that, like, support system at home and having her bought in really helped him stick with it.
For sure.
So congrats, Ed. Awesome job.
Sorry, you can show up to this live recording. Maybe next time. Maybe not. all right. So for the ladies, with 100 points out of 100 and losing almost 10 pounds, 9.8 pounds, and 2.5% body fat, we have Jamie Lika.
Congrats, Jamie.
She has been, and I see her every single morning at 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and her consistency, and it's just been awesome. She's shown me some before and after photos, and she just feels better, and she's... her and Lauren, which, you know, they're married and they've been going through this together.
Yeah.
So I think that's really been helpful for them.
Yeah, and that support system.
Yeah. And I know they crushed a few of the weekly challenges as well.
Yep.
And they're here for the long run. They want to keep it going. Mm-hmm. So
I think what's really cool this year, for whatever reason, the top few were pretty easy to see.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy to choose, and it lined up well with, like, the people who had the most points also seemed to see really the best results.
Right.
So it was very much in line with, you know, the people that they're hitting their points, getting their workouts in, following the nutrition. They also saw the best results.
Yeah.
So awesome job by everyone though.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Cool.
Alrighty.
So what's next?
What happens next? So we've been finished with the challenge for a week now, right?
Yep.
So how do we stay on track? What do we do for that? Because we don't want to fall off, right? And one of the biggest things that can happen when we do fall off, and especially during the summer, is that physical aspect of things where we gain back a lot of our water weight. We don't feel as well as we did during the challenge in our workouts. So there are some things we can do to kind of stay on track and not be so structured, I guess.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is finding something that's sustainable for the long term. Mm-hmm. The challenge is it's a short period of time. It's meant to be more restrictive. Mm-hmm. But when we transition out of the challenge, you don't want to go do a complete 180 and go back to the way that you were eating before.
Right.
You got to find something that is sustainable in your day-to-day life. So we always try and think like 80-20. So try and stay 80%, healthy eating habits, strict to kind of the guidelines of the challenge. And then the other 20% is sort of your indulgences.
Right.
Right. And however you find that balance is kind of up to you. But I think that's really key is to make sure for the majority of the time you're sticking with eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's more the minority where you kind of have a few treats here and there.
Right, right. Yeah. But like it is summer, so it does make it a little bit more challenging. But like last weekend, we finished the challenge and we went out for Jay's going away party, mm-hmm. right? But it's easy to, take what you learn and evaluate the menu and be picky. It's okay to be picky, you know?
Try to make smart choices.
Smart choices, yeah.
Yeah. And I think what people will find too is if you completely come off the rails and go back to the way you were eating before, you may find that you feel pretty bad afterwards.
Right.
Like I think Ed Duffy told Kate that he had a bit of an indulgent weekend after the challenge was over, and he said that he felt terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's your body telling you that what you're putting in it, the way you're eating, is not what it wants.
Right. Exactly. Right?
So if you feel that way, then try to stick to those healthy eating habits.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel better. You're gonna perform better in the gym. And you're going to look better.
Right.
So really it's a win-win.
Yeah. I know you put together a nice list of things and healthy or tips for us to use, right, as we go through this.
Yeah. So this is from, we've referenced this book before, In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan. This is in one of the sections of the book, he goes through kind of 7 rules of thumb for healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would kind of be helpful for people to take with them to kind of guide how they structure their eating habits, outside of the challenge.
Right.
Right. Because now you don't have that structured challenge telling you exactly what to eat. So these are more like kind of day-to-day things that can kind of guide you.
Sure.
So the first one is don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food. So like this is, if it was introduced to our diet within the last 100 years, we probably shouldn't be eating
right.
it. Right. Like all of these things that, have come out in more recent time frame, they're not really foods, mm-hmm. right? Like all these processed things, like they're not really foods. They're I think he calls them like edible food-like substances. So it's like they're made by scientists in a lab, right? And they're specifically designed to be very hyper palatable,
mm-hmm.
and make you want to eat them more and more.
Right.
Right. But they're not natural foods. So if it's not something that your great grandmother wouldn't recognize, then
don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
All right. What's our next one?
The next one is don't eat anything with more than 5 ingredients or ones that you can't pronounce.
And I like this too, because taking what we learned from the challenge, right, where we had some of those exceptions, right, mm-hmm. where we could take a look at the nutrition label and see what was in it.
Yep.
And so we're reapplying that here as well. So as we do transition, 5 ingredients, that's a good cutoff, right?
Yeah. It's a rule of thumb, right?
Right.
It's meant to be a guide. And so like real foods don't typically need a label.
Yeah.
Like, apples and vegetables, they don't have labels.
Right.
So most real foods don't have a label. Obviously things like more natural dairy or stuff like that, like, you know, maybe that that does have a label, but just be cautious about which ones you're picking.
Those added sugars.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
I kind of take the approach that I was telling someone this earlier this week. I take the approach that I assume something is bad for me mm-hmm. until like I can verify that it's good.
Right.
Rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
Right. Like rather than assuming like, cause like a lot of times the nutrition labels will tell you like how healthy they are. And they're like screaming like whole grains and low fat and this and that. But you know, until I can verify that I know that it's good for me and it has natural ingredients in it, then I'm just going to assume that it's not.
Right. Yeah. And
it's,
stay away.
It's easier that way.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So the next one is shop the perimeter of the grocery store. So stay out of the middle. So I think most people have probably heard this before. This is where it comes from. But you know, your produce, your meats and dairy are all along the perimeter,
mm-hmm.
right? All the processed foods are typically in the aisles.
Right.
So if you can stick to the perimeter, do the majority of your shopping there.
Should be a safe bet.
You're probably going to be pretty well off.
Yeah.
The next one is don't eat anything that wouldn't eventually rot. So again, pretty safe, you know, rule of thumb.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago then when they came out with how long the Twinkies shelf life.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It was like just
they're notorious. Like they'd never go bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't eat that.
That's not real food.
That is not what we're talking about here. Yeah.
And there's some exceptions like honey is one of those things that stays good for a really long time.
Right.
But yeah, if it doesn't have an expiry date on it, it's probably not real food.
Try to stay away.
Yeah. So next one is, it's not just what you eat, but also how you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guidance here is always try to leave the table a little bit hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, rather than trying to really rush through your meals and eat as quickly as you can, you're not letting your body kind of catch up to what you're putting in it
and
tell you that you're full.
Right.
Right. So try to eat slowly, you know, enjoy your meals
mm-hmm.
and always leave a little bit full so that you're not overeating.
Yeah. I really like this one. Because I feel like it's a moment for me personally when I'm eating breakfast in the morning. That's usually my time to sit down and enjoy my meal and just kind of take a while. Like it probably takes me 30 minutes to eat my breakfast.
Yeah. But it's nice, right?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
And you feel so good after. And especially I just feel like it really sets me up for my day eating that way, mm-hmm. not feeling like I'm in a rush. Just really making that time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like that.
I think so. I am the same exact same way,
mm-hmm.
except for when Mason wakes up early.
Then it's all
hell breaks loose.
Yeah, yeah.
Because normally, like when you know, I wake up in the morning, like you know, Kate's usually getting ready,
mm-hmm.
and I can come downstairs. I'm by myself. I like to take my time, have a really nice breakfast.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, he'll wake up like halfway through that, and then like then it's dad time.
Yeah. Yeah,
so. And but I think it also brings up a good point. It's like, and this isn't in the list, but like not skipping breakfast.
Right.
I think is really important.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people, when you know you're kind of trying to rush out the door to get to work or whatever, they'll either grab something really quick,
mm-hmm.
which tends to be not something that's not super healthy for you,
mm-hmm.
or just skip breakfast altogether.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you're kind of putting yourself behind the eight ball right away.
Right.
Right. Like we've all heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know, that may not be true, may or may not be true, but setting yourself up with like a good healthy meal to start off is just going to, you're just starting your day off on the right foot.
Right.
So I think it's super important. So, and that's like, for me, just, I make it a priority to, I get up earlier.
Yeah.
So that I can make myself breakfast.
Same.
And I don't have to rush out of the house.
Yeah.
So,
you got to plan ahead.
Yep,
make the
exactly,
time.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Next one is, so enjoy your meals. So eat your meals with the people that you love,
mm-hmm.
and eat them at like regular meal times.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, like, everyone's super rushed and super busy. We tend to eat on the go a lot. But try and get back to eating, you know, your three square meals a day.
Yep.
At the regular times. And as much as possible, sit down with your family or your roommates or whoever it is and have those, you know, those solid meals. Make
Enjoy.
That meal time a priority.
Yeah. And that would even cut down that rushing time, right? If
yeah.
you're sitting there enjoying it with people, you're not going to be just trying to shovel it in and, right. and move on to the next thing.
Right.
So.
Yep. And the last one is don't buy your food where you buy your gasoline.
So meaning the gas station, right?
Yeah, at the gas station, yeah. So, I mean, it, obviously, like, this is pretty self-explanatory. It's going to be hard to eat healthy if you're buying stuff at a gas station.
Right.
But I think in general, not specifically just a gas station, but try to make it a priority to prepare your meals as much as possible. Stay away from the fast food options. Mm-hmm. Like, in a pinch, you know, if you need to, you can find healthier options, or you can make smart choices again. But I think the more you can get back to preparing your meals so you know what's going into them, rather than eating at restaurants or mm-hmm. fast food or wherever you can grab something.
Right. Plan.
Plan ahead.
And, you know, with people traveling a lot during the summer, you're going to be going to airports and whatnot, that it applies there as well. Mm-hmm. And I was having a conversation with somebody, and they didn't realize that you can bring your own food. They're not going to take it away from you through security.
As long as it's not liquid.
Don't bring liquids, but yeah. Yep. But you can bring whatever you want, whether it's like easy like lunch meats, or if you make grilled chicken or hard boiled eggs and nuts and fruit, that's all stuff that you can bring with you.
Yep.
Whenever
we travel, we will either or both. We try to bring a bunch of snacks, mm-hmm. so like Quest bars,
yep.
you know, things that we know are fruit, like things mm-hmm. we know that are going to be a little bit healthier, that travel very well.
Right.
We'll put a bunch of those in our bags. And then if we're traveling over like dinner time, mm-hmm. we'll try and stop and get something a little bit healthier before we go to the airport, so that we're not stuck buying something at the airport.
Right.
Which it's a lot harder to find a good meal and like healthy.
Right. Not to mention airport food is super expensive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's way more expensive.
Yeah.
So as much as possible, if we can find like a Chipotle on the way to the airport,
yes.
we'll get like, you know, one of their salad bowls or a burrito or whatever, just throw it in our bag and we take it through security with us, and then we eat that before we get on the plane or on the plane.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. So I think it's just finding these like little kind of tips and tricks that you can use to help make sure you're making smart decisions with your nutrition.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing I wanted to touch on is really that emotional and mental aspect to all of this. 'Cause when you do come off something like the challenge or a diet or whatever it is you're going through, and you do just binge or you're like, I don't have to do this anymore, so I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
It's gonna affect you mentally, emotionally, and I mean, I can definitely speak on that, because I've done that before, and it's hard to come out of once you push yourself too far deep, right?
Yeah.
So you want to make sure, you know, that we are implementing into our lives everything that we've learned during this challenge, and like you said, 80-20 rule, live your life, but yeah. Like, follow these guidelines, and you're going to continue to feel good. You're going to continue to look good, and it's just going to be better for your overall health.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not a diet, right? It's a lifestyle.
Exactly.
I think we've had a couple of people ask us, like, you know, how often do you try and eat like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the answer is as much as we can.
Yeah.
Right? Because for us, it's just a part of what we do day to day.
Yeah.
Like you said, we feel better, mm-hmm. we perform better in the gym, and you look better.
Yeah.
So like, why would I not try and do that as much as I can?
Right.
And that's not saying that like you can't have the indulgences that you like every now and again, but you got to try and structure the majority of your nutrition
mm-hmm.
around healthy habits.
Right.
So don't think of it as a diet, just, you know, try and think of it as part of your lifestyle, part of something that you try to incorporate on a day-to-day basis as much as possible.
Exactly. And we are here to support you all.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So, like, anytime you guys have any questions, we're here for you. But it kind of leads us into our next little topic that we have, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we wanted to finish on, like, going forward, what are the options for nutrition coaching within the gym?
Right.
So we typically do the two challenges during the year. Mm-hmm. So we do the one at the beginning of the year, the New Year's challenge, and then we typically do one at this time leading up to summer. But on a more regular basis, we're trying to get into more of the like nutrition coaching aspect. Mm-hmm. And so there's kind of a couple options that we're going to be offering to people if they want more advice or coaching going forward.
Right.
So one is a nutrition consultation. Mm-hmm. So this would be like a one-time sit down, you know, like 45 minutes or so, where we would give you a questionnaire and a food log that you would fill out. You would bring that back to us. We would review it with you, give you feedback, make any suggestions. We can also give like what your prescription would be for your macronutrients. So yep. How much protein, carbs, and fats you should be eating, mm-hmm. for what your goals are and what your body type is. And then also go through like what a typical day of eating would look like, so that you can kind of take that and then try and implement it on a daily basis.
Right.
And then there's also going to be an option within that for like doing an additional in-body scan as a part of that consultation, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. The in-body scans, like separate from the coaching, we can do those whenever people want.
Right.
So if they want to track progress, whether it's like once a quarter, once every 6 months, whatever it is,
we can do that.
Yeah, we can, you know, just come see one of us and we can schedule a session for you to get back on the in-body.
Right.
And then the next option would be more of a one-on-one monthly coaching option.
Yes.
And so what we're doing for that is we're basically setting up a online Google Doc, which you'll use to log all of your food, that will allow us to give more kind of daily feedback, mm-hmm. and suggestions for, you know, making changes in your diet. We would do weekly check-ins. Mm-hmm. Either through email or in person, just to kind of track progress and, you know, plan for the upcoming week, make any changes that we need to. And again, like make sure you understand what a typical day looks of eating would look like. And with that, we would do monthly in-body scans to track progress. So every month you would do an in-body scan and we would make sure that what we're implementing in your nutrition is getting you the results that you want.
Right.
And really this is like, so it's a higher degree of accountability, mm-hmm. right? So for someone who wants a little more in-depth feedback and where we can look on a daily basis and make those changes, right. This is going to provide that. Right. So those are kind of the two options. If anyone is interested in those, they can come talk to us, mm-hmm. and we can, you know, give them more information on that.
Cool. Good stuff.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. If you haven't gotten your t-shirt yet, let us know.
Yep.
And, yeah, keep eating healthy, everybody.
Yeah. Keep it up through the summer, and, you know, stick with it as much as you can. And I think the results will speak for themselves.
For sure.
And that is really the motivation for wanting to continue it.
Right.
Right. So cool.
Alrighty.
So I guess we'll be back in 2 weeks
Two weeks.
For another episode.
Cool.
Okay, thanks guys.
Bye everyone.